Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com now. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe on this Tuesday. Playoff baseball is about 20 minutes away. The Guardians and the Tigers are being introduced in Cleveland. This game does not look like it's going to be sold out, and we will get more into baseball in the 1 o'clock hour. Oddly enough, a little bit to the Guardians' credit, the fans are so used to this, maybe they don't feel like it is an event that they are truly missing. The Guardians have been a team above 500, like 12 of the last 13 years or something like that. They've made the playoffs well over a half dozen times. They do this pretty often in Cleveland, and they don't spend that much more money than what the Pittsburgh Pirates spend. But we'll get to that more in the 1 o'clock hour. We will listen to some of the quotes from Don Kelly with Colin Dunlap yesterday. Also, the words of Travis Williams with Pirates Media. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Monday Night Football last night, there was a pair of NFL games to finish off week 4 of the NFL season. And Austin, we got some news out of both of these games. The first game was Dolphins and Jets. They were staggered starts of 7:15 and 8:15 kickoffs. One of them in Miami, the other one in Denver. Tyreek Hill, his injury, a gruesome one. I don't know if you saw the video or any pictures.
Thankfully not.
Austin,
I did not.
But it was, it's one of those ones where you immediately grab your own knee after it happened. So Tyreek Hill, who has had his name thrown around in the same sentence as the Steelers this year, because Miami not looking like a very good team, and the Steelers look like a team that needs a wide receiver. A dislocated knee along with a torn ACL and multiple ligaments in his knee. So he will undergo surgery. He may have already undergone surgery a little bit earlier today. His season is done, and it may even be a career-altering one for Tyreek Hill, given where he is at this point, over 30 years old, and a guy just built on flat-out speed. The Dolphins did beat the Jets 27-21. Not sure if you watched any of this game, Austin. Justin Fields did have a 43-yard touchdown run. It came on fourth down for New York. For New York, in a spot where they truly needed it. He scampered in, and he had a pretty good game. They have a lot of fumble issues. They have a lot of turnover issues. He did lose a fumble in this game. It was a little bit vintage Justin Fields from that aspect, but it's not as if he played a bad game otherwise. 20 of 27, 226, a touchdown, and then he ran for 81 yards and a touchdown in this game. He and Breece Hall both had 81 yards on the ground. Tua had two touchdown passes, both to Darren Waller, of all people, who is back for his second tour in the NFL after retiring in 2024. He had three grabs for two touchdowns in that game. Neither one of those teams a real threat in the AFC. The Jets are 0-4, and the Dolphins are 1-3 after that win. I still think that Mike McDaniel is a coach that won't make it to the end of the season, and the Dolphins just lost their best player. I think that Tyreek Hill was absolutely still their best player.
No doubt.
And that will change their offense going forward once they're not playing teams like the Jets. The second game that we saw, Austin, it was a 28-3 Broncos win against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals have been outscored 76-13 in the last two games. They lost to the Minnesota Vikings 48-10, and then they lost to the Broncos last night 28-3. This team looks lifeless. Utterly lifeless without Joe Burrow. We are seeing players get frustrated over it. I know there are some clips of Ja'Marr Chase not being very happy. The wide receivers are not thriving in Cincy like they thought they would be. T. Higgins, three grabs for 32. Ja'Marr Chase, five grabs for 23 in the game. The offense does so very little. They had 159 yards of offense. The Denver Broncos had 512. So now that Cincy does not have Joe Burrow, they cannot do anything well. Burrow brought the factor of, hey, this dude is so good, he will keep them in almost every game because our defense is already so bad. We knew the defense was bad. Bo Nix had 326 and two touchdowns on them. He also ran a touchdown in. J.K. Dobbins had 100 yards on the ground. R.J. Harvey had 58 yards on the ground. So the Broncos pretty much did whatever they wanted. The Bengals, who got some good football out of Jake Browning a couple of years ago, if you recall, they seemed to fall into the trap of, yeah, we think he can do that again. Because he stepped right in. I think he had like a 3-touchdown game on Monday Night Football against the Jags. He won them another game, and people thought, okay, since he can actually stay afloat without Joe Burrow. 125, no touchdowns, no picks last night. The offense is just ugly. Bowling shoe ugly. Now, don't get me wrong, it would be very vintage of the Steelers to go into Cincinnati a couple of Thursdays from now and play an absolute dogfight, and that game be like a 16-14 final. But man, I came away from last night thinking that the Bengals are in a world of trouble.
Yeah, I watched that game a lot more than I watched the Miami game, where I was basically flipping back and forth between the two. And I mean, ultimately, when I was watching that game, it was, okay, Bo Nix is still not what I thought he was, but the Bengals need a quarterback to just salvage this season. I mean, even for keeping just the team together and creating a ton of tension. Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, would trading a 6th or a 7th round pick for one of those guys benefit them? I mean, at this point, why not?
I think Russ should absolutely be an option. Kirk Cousins, I think it's too much money. They wouldn't be able to make that work because of what his contract is in Atlanta.
Don't you think Atlanta just wants to get rid of him at this point, though, too? They'll eat some of the money if they can get like maybe a 5th round pick back in return?
Maybe. I mean, that would have to be a conversation had, you know, between those parties. I assume they could find a way to make it work. But, you know, Russ is making virtually nothing.
Right.
He signed a mostly incentive-laden deal in New York. And the thing about it is that their season is not lost yet. They started 2-0. They bought themselves some leeway. They just got past the Browns. Burrow got hurt in that game against Jacksonville. He won't be back until around Christmas if they are still in it. But that's not until like week 16, week 17.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They have a three-game stretch coming up where they play the Lions. They are at the Packers. Then they play the Steelers on Thursday Night Football. Then they go into their bye week with the Jets and the Bears, and the Bears look like a better team. They have something figured out there before they go into the bye. Then they come out of that. They play in Pittsburgh, New England, at Baltimore, at Buffalo, Baltimore again. Then maybe Joe Burrow comes back. They really don't have an option unless they want to punt on the season. They have to make a move.
They're staring at 5-12 if they don't make a move. They'll win a couple other games. It honestly would not surprise me, Donnie, if they pull off a stunner in Cincinnati against the Steelers in that game.
Me neither. I think that will be like a classic Steelers on the road against an AFC North opponent. I mean, kind of like the whole Browns game last year with Jameis.
Yes. It would. You know, maybe weather ends up becoming a factor. Who knows? We've had good weather, knock on wood, recently. But ultimately, I do think that for the Bengals, this is going to be an evaluation of Zach Taylor the rest of the way, too. Like, how does he do without Joe Burrow? A lot of people think that he's a creation of what Joe Burrow has been able to provide for you. And typically that's the case with your quarterback. But how do you stare down the face of adversity if you're Zach Taylor with this offense to be able to show that you are worthy of still being the coach? Because there's a lot of heat on Zach Taylor going into this season to be able to prove it.
Yeah, because it looks like it's been, you know, the job done by Joe Burrow. And I know that that happens. When you get a quarterback as good as Burrow is, he can make a lot of things look pretty. He can do a lot of the heavy lifting. He had a historic season in 2024. If they make the playoffs, he would get a lot more recognition as a potential MVP if they made it last year. Ja'Marr Chase was the Triple Crown winner for a wide receiver. And now they sit at 2-2. They have been outscored 76-13 in their last two games. And they are looking at three more. I would almost guarantee two more losses in a row before they hit that Thursday night game. And then the Jets and the Bears going into the bye. I would if I were them, just call about Russell Wilson. I mean, hey, if they want to call the Giants and ask about Jameis, if the Giants say, hey, we want to keep Russ, I would. Now, if I'm the Giants, I'm keeping Jameis just for vibes alone.
Yeah, to eat up those W's, Donnie. You need that.
But, I mean, you got to start calling around the league if you want to salvage this season at all. It would not be a good look for that locker room and really for the fans if they, you know, well, we're going to punt. You know, they're not a team that, like, needs a quarterback in the draft or anything. Well, we're going to punt on the season. We lost Burrow two games in. They still have time to make something happen here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.